This I believe. Major Samuel Lee of the U.S. Army Medical Corps is an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He is better known as Sammy Lee, the world champion diver. In 1948, he won the Olympic diving championship for the United States. And in the 1952 Olympics, he became the first male diver to retain the high diving championship. Born in Fresno, California, of Korean parentage, he is distinguished for his exquisite form and inventiveness in diving. To rank among the greatest in this difficult sport takes perseverance, skill, and balance, qualities which also come across in Major Sammy Lee's creed.
I picture success as being synonymous with happiness. I liken success in life as a climb up a ladder, with each step being necessary in order to have a firm foundation below us when we reach the top of our life's ambition, whatever it may be. But I believe that too many of us ask the Supreme Being for shortcuts up this ladder and lose faith in Him when we are not boosted up several steps at a time. I used to pray for first place whenever I entered a diving contest, disregarding the tears and time spent by my victorious competitors. I wanted to go up to the top of the diving world before I was ready to carry the burden of success. I know now, after some 20 years of diving competitively, that one must undergo many defeats in order to strengthen oneself for ultimate victory. This is the secret of victory, that after each fall, one can rise higher and faster because of the lessons of mistake. However, in this pursuit of happiness, there may be other obstacles depending on what side of the fence one stands on. When I was 12, I had to come home from a party because when I arrived, the parents of the child who had invited me were horrified to see that I was not white. I had to leave so that my friends could continue with their party without shame. But my father consoled his grief-stricken son, who felt that he was born of the wrong color and race. Papa told me, it isn't the clothes or the color that measures a man's success, but his creed and code of living. God did make us into various shades and shapes to save His children from boredom, and we must learn to respect the rights of our neighbor to pursue his ambition as long as they don't impinge on the rights of others. I cannot help but feel that somewhere, sometimes, someone of my own race has caused a member of another to make untruthful generalities about our racial background. If I play a part in this too often played sport of ignorant prejudices, then I, too, am forgetting the law of judging others as I would want to be judged. So I do not wish to perpetuate any prejudices against Jews, Protestants, or Catholics, nor extend it to racial and national lines, for I know how deeply it hurts to be discriminated against. But I also know that being proud of one's race and bringing forth the good in it, I can help break down those stupid, ill-founded generalities. Years after that first, but not last, painful incident, those same children who were at that adult-guided party had a surprise one for me, unbeknownst to their prejudiced elders. I know that carrying the name and color of my mother and father with pride and dignity, that I had proved to them that my color reflected only my pigment and not my soul. I firmly believe that if each member of the various races took it as a personal responsibility to exhibit those good features of his faith and nationality, and be proud of those attributes, that this would be a far better world to live in. This would be the one common quality that we could utilize towards a safer understanding tomorrow. This I do believe.
That was Olympic diving champion Sammy Lee, a Korean American, who is now a major in the U.S. Army Medical Corps, assigned to Letterman Army Hospital in San Francisco.